Welcome back to another episode of Alchemy This, COVID-19 2021 edition. I'm your host, Cole Stratton, and for Mr. Kevin Pollock. Let's meet our alchemist, shall we? In no particular order, say hello to Craig Kikowski. Craig, they say you learn things through time. If you could say anything to the 15-year-old Joey, what would you say?
Improv is not your thing. it's a time suck. It's a cult. Like, get out now. You know, maybe dabble a little in high school, but I think don't go beyond that.
What would you recommend I do?
It's just not improv. It's just not your thing.
Great.
All right. Please welcome back Mr. James Heaney. When you were a kid, what was like the one arcade game you couldn't get enough of that you'd go down to the arcade and pump quarters into?
It was a game called Bloodstorm, and it was very similar to Mortal Kombat, except in addition to, like, you could rip somebody's arm off and they would have to continue the fight. I don't remember if you could pick that arm up and beat them with it, but it was certainly like the bloodier version of Mortal Kombat. But Mortal Kombat was a close. I used to go and I would like put my quarters down and play as long as I could. And if I could trick some old fool into putting in the right code, you could put in code so somebody would start with like quarter health. That was like my dream come true when somebody fell for that.
Remember like the whole etiquette of putting a quarter on the machine, basically claiming it like I'm next, fuckers. It's my game.
I feel bad. It's so much cheaper to play video games at home and compete internationally from your couch, but there is a loss of that feeling at the arcade.
Yeah, I agree. Guys, look over there. It's Chris Alvarado. Chris, if you could eat one thing that's like terrible for you, but from now on it's healthy, what would that be?
This right here, nicotine gum.
You're going to eat that?
I wish I could swallow it, but it's unhealthy to swallow gum. So, yeah, it'd probably be nicotine gum.
All right. Kind of what I was expecting. please welcome Jackie DeRuthy.
Woo, woo, woo.
Jackie, did you have a favorite board game growing up?
Oh, I loved all board games. A real fiend, but I'd have to say Cranium. I liked the mixed medium of it.
Cranium's funny to me because like performers are like, this is easy. And then non-performers are like, this was throw it away.
They have a great game that's called Hoopla. And it's the best parts of Cranium, but there's no board. And instead of working against people, you're all working with each other against the clock. And I like that. I like, you know, I hate risk. Mm. We don't need to become enemies while trying to play a game.
Sometimes you have to fortify Australia. We all know that. We've all been there.
Unless you're playing nuclear risk and then it's really dangerous.
Well, we almost had time to play risk in our setup today. Last but not least, it's Mr. Joey Greer. You're super in the know. What's some hot stock tips you can give us?
Oh, wow. If you're on Wall Street Bets, let me tell you right now. I know a lot of people have looked at GameStop and AMC. We saw their stocks surge recently, and that was just through independent trading and communication online, right? So a lot of people bet that they were out based on, like, you know, people aren't going to go into those stores to buy their products. But actually, the insider tip I got right now, something I've been looking at a lot, and I really want people to take.
Let me get my Robinhood app up really quick. Hold on.
Yeah, yeah. Somebody really want to invest in right now. Corn feet. So it looks like Elon Musk, Tesla, and a lot of these other Amazon, Jeff Bezos, are looking to develop corn feet.
Okay, so that's just CFT on the stock exchange?
I don't see it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So just if you see corn feet, buy it right now. The stock is probably about 16 cents a share. So
that's, of course, Joey's beloved character, the guy who takes a shit while giving stock tips. All right, let's do a damn show, shall we? All of our scene suggestions are gathered from listeners' emails or from our Patreon VIPs. To become a Patreon supporter of the show and enjoy exclusive content and other perks, just head on over to patreon.com/alchemythis. If you'd like to submit a scene suggestion via email, please write to the podcast at yournamehere@alchemythis.com. That's yournamehere@alchemythis.com.
Craig, just...
Scene one comes from Catherine, who wrote, "Hello, hello. You guys are all great and whatnot. Honestly, when I first started listening to your podcast, I definitely was not expecting it to be a long-term relationship. And yet, here we are, and here I am writing to you. My scene suggestion, I live in DC, which means that I am constantly victim to the loud opinions of anyone and everyone who wields a megaphone. Seriously, there should be some sort of review process or license requirement before you are allowed to own one. Which brings me to my suggestion. A world where megaphones are treated with the same stigma and regulations as guns or other weapons. Thanks for the laughs. KP from DC.
Welcome to Walmart. How can I help you?
I'm looking for the projection area.
Yeah, that's just going to be to the left, but then also a right. And then you're going to want to go through the double doors. And it's going to look like it's just for the employees.
I've been in and out of Walmart all goddamn day. And
I'm so sorry, sir. It's actually against policy for me to walk with you. God forbid I try to like make a pass at you or something like that. So I like to just like...
Could you get me a male escort to bring me to the projection area, please?
Actually, they can too make a pass at you. So we stand in our allocated circles. And we just point to you, and I can point to you to the next person who could point to you a little closer, and we can go down the line like that. But it's just like it's new rules here. Okay, great. So I'm going to need you to go, again, to the right, and then to the left, and then through the double doors, and it's going to look like it's just for employees only.
I need to have like some sort of shuttle relay race to get there, because I don't want to spend another hour and a half at a Walmart where I have to just walk out, because no one understands.
I hear you say you're looking for a male escort. $1,000 for me to stay the night.
What about just a day rate?
Oh, day rate. $450 plus tips.
What the fuck is this, huh? You're not gonna pay my guy, huh? You pay my fucking guy now,
all
right?
Who is this?
You pay my fucking pimp, you piece of shit, huh? You like what you see here, huh?
Don't
you little bitch, huh?
I just have to be clear. They are not employed by Walmart. They have nothing to do with Walmart or what we believe here at the company.
I understand.
No, that's right. We work with Sam's Club. We're with Sam's Club.
Well, Jones, I got to say, we're very happy to have you be part of the family. You know, I never had a son. As you know, I have three daughters. You're marrying one of them. But, you know, you're one of us now. You're one of us now. Have a seat. Have a seat.
I don't want to take up too much of your time.
No, have a seat. Okay. You like cigars? You like cigars?
I don't really.
Have a cigar. But,
sure.
Have a cigar. I'm going to clip that for you. You got to clip it. Yeah. Light that up real quick. There you go. Yeah.
Wow, that is intense.
Yeah. Yeah. That means you know it's good. It's good. It's good. So, a couple quick things. Look, one day this house will probably be yours. I'll be honest, okay? Uh-huh. And I keep that in mind. That's why I keep it up so well. Got new oak floors, the new HVAC system. That's going to be yours, and that's got a 30-year warranty. So that's,
is Simone here, by the way?
So there's one more thing I got to show you there, Jones. You sit right there. You're probably wondering what this bay door is doing in the garage, right? You're like, what's behind that big door, right?
I was wondering a little bit, yeah.
All right, let me just open this up real quick.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
Wow. That is quite a stockpile.
I'm talking, we got 12 volts, we got 24 volts. I even got one over here, 136 volts.
That's how megaphones are.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's rated?
That's how they're rated.
According to how many volts?
By voltage, yeah. So,
are the higher voltage ones louder or?
Yeah, louder. They also make their noises. You got siren, you got loud beeps.
Look, I really didn't grow up in a megaphone household.
Hey, that's okay. That's okay. You're part of this.
We're not big First Amendment people.
Yeah. Well, Jones, you know, things change, right? People's opinions change. You ever held one of these before?
Oh, no.
Thank you. Oh, my God. I can't believe champagne. We're just celebrating right now for the engagement. Jones, it's so exciting.
Oh my God. You need to help me. You need to help me. I don't have a wedding hashtag yet. Think of something clever that has to do with Jones and Simone.
I told Dad you could come with us for a bit. Now you have to leave. This is Jones and Mai's engagement.
In charge of doing the wedding hashtag. That's like the one thing that she told me to do.
Figure it out. I don't know. I don't fucking know.
Hone in on Jones and Simone.
Can we just discuss the wedding plans and then maybe Marie can leave?
Put down the megaphone. Good God.
You look at you. I fucking, this is classic liberal Marie wants to take away everyone's megaphone. You're sick.
Please. It's just, why does everyone doesn't need to have a megaphone? If no one had a megaphone, then no one would need a megaphone.
George Washington had a megaphone when he crossed the Delaware. If he didn't have that, where would we be as Americans?
I don't think that's true, Simone.
For $450, I thought that you would know a little bit about megaphones.
Oh, you're not helping me. I know some about megaphones, but you know, not a lot. You know, I haven't. My mom was super like not into megaphones, so I never had one. But one time I went over to my friend Joey's house, and he had a lot of megaphones, so we would play around with them. But it was dangerous, you know how it is.
What exactly is your expertise in the Geek Squad?
On the Geek Squad, I'm the guy that just tells you to reboot.
Oh, well.
All right, Buck. I see you. You got a Walmart shopping bag there. You come to me on the day of my daughter's wedding. I imagine you have a gift for me. Maybe you would need something from me as well. What's in the bag?
Well, I believe it to be something that you could add to your collection. I've heard is legendary, but never been personally shown. I didn't have a chance to wrap it,
Buck,
but I double bagged it.
And I'm going to be honest. I don't love your son. I don't love Jones. Okay. I mean, he's a good enough kid, but I don't love the guy. Okay. So this, what we're doing right here, this is going to go a long way either for or against the way I feel about Jones. You understand?
Well, you've treated him so nice.
For my baby girl.
Oh, well, I mean, my son is a gentleman. He's smarter than his educational record would say. You should really open this double bag at Walmart. There it is. I couldn't find anything about voltage or wattage.
How much did you pay for this thing?
Well, it was, I'm not going to lie, it was an open box item, but that wasn't why I bought it.
Come here, you son of a bitch.
All right, everyone settled down. Everyone's filled out their forms. That's good. All right, so everyone is here today to get a permit to open carry a megaphone. All right, so let's just go over the ground rules right here. It is a state by state laws. We all know. Okay, so please know any bylaws within each state if you're allowed to open carry, as well as every. Okay. All right. Can the two people in the back making that campfire and looks like they're mining? Can you stop for a second? I'm just okay. So so what we got here? I want to make sure we go by our state and city laws.
Well, why don't you use the megaphone that's in your hand?
Because I believe in megaphone safety. And if anyone's just going to pull out a megaphone and start using it, I don't think you're ready to own a megaphone.
Okay,
a megaphone is only supposed to be used.
Excuse me, where's the bathroom?
Put the megaphone down!
Put it down!
Put the megaphone
down! Where the bathroom is!
Put the megaphone down!
Now, Jim, it's been brought to my attention that the class had some issues last night. Is that correct?
Yeah, that for sure had some issues. Yeah. Some people didn't know how to use a megaphone.
And now you're in charge of the people in that room. Is that correct?
Yeah, look, I don't know why I'm getting a third degree for people not knowing how to use it at the beginning of class. I'm teaching a class here. They didn't pass.
People were hurt yesterday, Jim.
Marcy, I know that, okay? I got a guy's eardrum blown out.
You think this is a joke?
No, of course not. I think
look
megaphone
safety. Look up here in my eyes, please.
I like looking at your nose. Is that a problem?
It feels weird to me.
Sir, you can't bring this on the airplane. You just can't. It's clearly stated there that no megaphones are allowed on board. I mean, it's pretty obvious.
Well, honestly, I know my state and city law. Okay? Sir, please, can you get behind me? I got this. All right?
Neither of you can bring your megaphones on the plane. All right?
Mine's concealed, so you couldn't check me anyways for it. They have no reason to check my body. Gone through security.
And security let you through with the megaphone.
Well, I'm here.
All right, next. Now, just so you know, we have Homeland Security has no reason to check your body. All right? No reason.
Uh-huh.
Okay, now just step into this ice bath.
Oh, what's that over there? What's that over there?
Where are you pointing?
Look behind you.
Oh, my God.
Oh, Okay, what about hashtag Jonesing to get married? Or does that completely leave out Simone?
Oh my God, Marie, will you just give me a second? I don't know where Jones is. He's not answering my calls. You think I give a shit about a fucking hashtag right now?
It's just my only job, so I really need to get it done.
A cop? Jones, you're a goddamn cop?
I'm sorry I had to find out this way.
All right, what do you want from me?
I've been undercover for 2 years.
Do you even love my daughter? Do you even love my daughter?
Which one is she again?
The one you're supposed to marry.
Right.
Or is that also an undercover operation?
Dad, I'm here for you. Dad, I'm here for you. I've got your back, Dad. I've got your back. Get away, Jones.
Now, earlier when I said I only had three daughters, I failed to mention I have one bad motherfucking son.
Who the fuck is this?
Come on out, Terry. Come on out, Terry. That's right. That's right.
Terry's adopted, so he never counts me, but I count.
So what do you want to do, Jones?
Put the phone down, kid.
You put yours on first.
Dad? Terry? Jones? What's going on?
Simone, put your earphones on.
I don't know what's going on. What's going on?
Put your earphones on. I've got a 120-watt megaphone. It's going to burst your eardrums.
Oh, my head is ringing.
Oh, shit.
You think that's a lot? Mine's 374.
All right, my head is ringing.
That should be illegal.
It is illegal. My whole goddamn stockpile is illegal. Now, someone's going to get hurt here, okay? Is that what we want, Jones? Is that what you want?
Look, we know that you got all these megaphones at megaphone shows where they don't have to be regulated.
What's the problem with that?
The problem is that it's under the table.
I'm trying to protect my family, Jones, and I was going to protect you. I was going to protect you.
Should I get close to this guy, Dad? Should I purse his eardrum? Should I do it?
So if you just go to the left and then straight down that aisle, and then you're going to want to hide between the aisle that's to the right of it. I'm sorry. Are your eardrums
got bloated out.
Don't worry. We do sell megaphones here, and it's actually super easy to get them. You barely have to even show identification. Don't worry. Once you have the megaphone,
I can't. I don't know what you're saying.
That's fine. If you could even look lower, you could maybe read my lips. Although not everyone, that's actually a hard thing.
Scene number two is from Patreon VIP Chris, who wrote, "Hi, Alchemists. As always, I love the show. All the guests have been amazing additions to the gang. Scene suggestion. Characters in a make-your-own-adventure book, which I guess is a choose-your-own-adventure book, but maybe it's the same thing, become increasingly frustrated with an indecisive reader. You're all great. Chris."
And then, as soon as Mr. Grimbles came upon the golden chest, he was able to...
Wait. Don't go any further. I'm getting scared.
Okay. Do you want to put the book down?
What do I do with this chest?
I don't know. You're the babysitter. What do you think?
Well, we're the same age, so, I mean...
But you have authority over me.
I know. It's because I can read.
I can't.
It's okay. I could teach you.
No, thank you.
You should learn how to read.
This chest.
All right. So where were we?
Well, I mean, I really think you should have literacy.
Out of the question. Because my parents pay people like you to read for me.
I understand that, but you have to understand that this is gonna.
What's next? With this chest.
Mr. Grimble found the gold. Just read this part here.
Grimble. Gold chest.
Good.
What should I do with this chest?
Good. Okay. Now see how it's blank? It's just a line?
Yeah.
Okay. Now it says 1, 4, 6. So those are our options. So if you look, now we just turn the page.
Okay.
All right. Now these are our three options. So read number one.
What should I do with this chest?
Eat.
No.
What?
Heat.
No.
Neat.
No.
Hey, you're Grimble, right?
Yeah, I'm Grimble.
We've never met. I'm the ogre who lives in the dungeon. I was just wondering.
I didn't even know there was a dungeon.
Well, there is a dungeon, and I'm the ogre who lives in it. We're waiting around to see what you're going to do.
I don't know. I think I'm supposed to eat this golden chest. I can't even figure out what angle I'd put it in my mouth.
That's an option? Eat the chest?
Honestly, it's the closest thing I've heard so far, but I feel like I couldn't. I just can't. Actually, you give it a shot. Can you take a.
Well, I can certainly. I'm an ogre. I can eat the chest, but, you know.
Maybe you could crack it open with your jaw or something?
Hey, ogre, Mr. Grimble, I'm super later in the book. I'm the kid that goes to space, but I'm super tired.
Space?
So, yeah, but that's way so many choices.
How
down
do
the
we
road.
Even get there?
It's very far away in this book. So any chance that we're going to move this show along?
I feel like I'm stuck on this chest.
Seat. Feet.
Right. Okay. So now look at this graph here, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Now these are all B words, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So we'll just do something really simple. We'll start with just a two letter B word. This one right
children,
here. Can you read that?
Children, I'm home.
Mommy.
Your old mom is home. Thank you so much for caring for my baby so well, Eric.
Mrs. Stevenson, I don't know how to tell you this, but you're pregnant.
Oh, well, no. Are you sure?
I think this might be the oldest pregnancy on record at a spry 82. I don't
I
know how you did it.
I haven't had sex in 16 years, though, the last time.
Sure, Mrs. Stevenson. I'm just cleaning your pool. I'd be happy to put some suntan lotion on your back.
Okay, yeah. Put it all over my back. Well, let me take off my suit so that I have the best coverage.
Well, if you're going to do that, I might as well do that, too.
Okay. Did you know what kind of thing was it? Was it sun pregnancy factor 6 or...
I think it was even higher, actually. And then...
They're making us recall our goddamn sun pregnancy lotion, all right? Now, everyone just chill the hell out here, okay? We're not going to get sued. No one's going to get sued out of their ass, all right?
Somebody should have told us that SPF was already copyrighted.
Look, someone should have told us that, all right? And there's no one to blame, okay? No one's to blame on this. Actually, there's someone to blame, okay? There's someone to fucking blame. It's Hector.
What
right
if
there,
we
Hector.
Were to just
him.
Mark
him. This guy right here. This guy, Hector. He's the one to blame. Right there. That
Wait,
guy.
Me? Oh, yeah, what if we just put a spin on this? There's a lot of people trying to get pregnant.
Oh, here's a spin. Look.
Wait, before you leave, I know you're done babysitting because my mom's home, but I had an idea about the book. Since I can't read, what if I just use my genamination?
What
if I just use my genamination?
So your gym animation?
Mr. Grimble decides to give the gold to all of his friends, and then they all buy cars. And then, that's as far as my...
All right.
Mrs. Stevens, I'm sorry, but your child's imagination is lacking. He almost has no imagination.
Really, he actually doesn't. He has an imagination. It's a different word. It's a completely different thing altogether. So when you think about it, it might even be better. You know, like milk and almond milk. They're different, but they're kind of the same. And one of
they're
them is definitely
the
better.
They're not at all the same.
That's a little bit of a personal thing.
What are we all going to do with cars? I'm a kid that goes to space. You look silly in that, ogre.
I can't fit in a car. I know that much.
I feel like I was born to drive a car, but I don't have any money left. This is crazy.
Have we ever had a reader go off book?
This is my first time. I was really hoping it was going to be good. I'm a new part of the book, I think. I didn't even know there was a reader. I thought I was making my own choices. And now
there's a reader who makes all the choices for us. And, you know, but when they're illiterate, I don't know what to do. I mean, who starts on a choose-your-own-adventure book?
Mom, can I call my babysitter? I know it's late at night, but I have some ideas.
Let's bring him over. I love Eric like he's my own son. And so let's just call him over. What, 2 o'clock in the morning? That should be fine. Fine.
Okay. Yeah. Let's bring him over here.
I only sleep 3 hours every 4 hours, you know. So
I know.
Hello? Technically, we'll need him.
Hey, you have to come over here.
Who is this?
It's me.
Who?
Are you trying to tell me that my son has no imagination and no concept of his own first name?
That's what I'm telling you, yes. No, but I will say
that you're piling it on, and it's on. It's all so much. It's not just one thing individual. It's all right. Compacted, and it makes me feel overwhelmed.
I can see you sweating.
All right, bud. So at this point in the book, we have the weird kid who may be weird or may have special powers, right? And he's controlling the other characters in the book. So it's up to you. What does the weird kid do?
I don't know. This is confusing. Christopher Nolan should have never written a Choose Your Own Adventure.
Well, here we are. Here we are. I get you 1 week in a month, bud, and this is what we're doing with it.
Hey, I'm sorry to interrupt, but this is a Walmart. This ain't a library.
So, yeah, we know the difference.
Okay, so you want to buy the book, or what do you want to do?
No, thank you.
All right, look, I'm in my circle. I can't come near you, but I can definitely talk to you loud. Okay, in fact, if you want to just move along, I can keep this going all day.
Jesus Christ.
I can keep this going all day. Just buy the book or get out.
I choose that Walmart employee uses the megaphone on himself.
Good.
It's not how that works, kid, all right?
Oh, shit.
Okay. Damn. You get it? Yeah. Okay.
Thank you so much, Eric. You can just sit with my son and you guys can do whatever you do. And I'll pay you in advance. How much is your rate? Has it gone up since last time? Or we're still at $8 an hour?
I don't know where my other shoe went.
Wake up.
I think I'm fine with $8.
Okay, I figured it out. Okay, the ogre marries the kid and they put the guy with the chest in. He's grounded.
Wait a minute. So you're saying the narrators of our story are in a story themselves? Then what are we even? Are we real?
I don't know, but it's been so long since he's made a selection that I'm now the man who goes to space.
I have noticed you've gotten older.
I'm the marrying age now, I guess.
I mean, I should have known an 88-year-old woman with a 6-year-old child with another 6-year-old babysitting it. It's far-fetched. It's far-fetched.
Hey, what if we were to just make our own adventure?
You've been no help, Grimble.
Come on.
You still We've been haven't listening to what they box. Say
all All right, bud. Hey, you're getting on that plane. You know, I won't see you until next month. You want to maybe tell me how the story ends?
I'll tell you how the story ends.
All right.
The ogre goes on a rampage, killing the kid from outer space and Mr. Grimble. He then jumps out of the book and kills the 84-year-old woman and her 2 kids. And he tries to jump out of that, but he can't because there's a force shield came him to go into the real world, so we're safe.
Hey! Hey! I'm trapped in this book! What did you do?
See? Now I can torment him forever.
Oh, you!
You have a great imagination.
Number 2. All right. We all use our imaginations on that one. Scene 3 is from Brian, who wrote, "Hello, alchemists. First time, long time. Thank you all for the hours of laughter. Why would I want butt onion? Just had me keeling over here at work. A suggestion. I work at a very small town hockey rink, and most of the parents think their kids are going to the NHL, even though they're playing Tier 5A. That's it. Doesn't have to be hockey, whichever sport you prefer, where the delusional parents see the pros in the future. Thank you. You're the best. Brian in Elk Point, Alberta."
All right, good job, Tyler. Keep it up, Ty. Good job. Man, my kid is going to go pro. Mark my words right now. If my kid doesn't go pro, then you can stab me in the goddamn chest with a hockey stick. All right.
Okay, that's kind of extreme. Your son is good. He's very good at centering the puck, but he really needs to hustle back on defense.
I don't think so, but he's called a scorer. Do you know what that is?
Huh? I do know what that is. I've been coaching for many years.
Yeah.
And really, you should go back to the stands and get out of the box. I got to get the kids' line changes going. So,
well, I was actually one of the parents that funded the jersey, so I think I'm allowed to be here. Okay.
It was like every parent gave $20 towards the jerseys, so I don't think that that's really something you can do. I'm sorry. I'm furious right now, but you just don't know it. But if you could back up, that would be great, because I got to get back into the game, get my head in the game, you know.
Well, if your head keeps getting out of the game, then maybe I should be here, because my head never leaves the game. In fact, my head is the game. I'm the game.
Okay, sir, you need to back up, or I will take out this megaphone, eh?
Look, babe, I'm Malcolm Gladwell, okay? You know that about me. I've written a lot of books, okay? And one of the things I wrote in Outliers is that our child will have more of a chance of becoming a professional athlete if they're born in a certain month. So if we have sex today, our child will be born around August 21st. Now, if it's past August 24th, we're screwed. But if our child can be born between August 21st and August 23rd, he'll be in a level that's lower, but he'll be older than the other kids. And that year will make all the difference. Now, are you hot?
I'm sorry. I was just zoning out.
Babe, I'm naked. I want to have sex.
I'm so, 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 so sorry. I was up all night watching Bridgerton. Great. Yes. You want to have sex? Yeah.
Let's yes,
have sex.
But not great. Just sex. You need to know that we're making a professional athlete here.
Oh, I never want to have kids. I'm so, so, so sorry. I so thought we had discussed that.
So I'm Malcolm Gladwell, right?
Yes.
Okay.
That is definitely true.
Yeah. Well, we got the hot wings, you know, and it's just nuts. Cause like, you know, Sherry, she's got like probably 6 kids in her tummy going to pop out. They're all going to be born in the right month. They're all going to go pro. It's nuts. You know what I mean? Malcolm, did you get the cider or what'd you get?
I just got water. So, okay. Wait,
who got the cider?
So how did you?
I didn't order the cider. No one at the table ordered the cider. So if you want to take it back.
Look, I'm Malcolm Gladwell. I wrote Blink, Outliers.
Hold on. Excuse me.
Revisionist History.
Excuse me. Can you just take the cider? None of us ordered the cider.
So the cider is amazing.
No, I'm sure, but none of us ordered.
Oh, there's hints of peach and cardamom.
Pardon me, sir.
Cardamom.
What month were you born?
January.
January.
Oh, okay. Hey, buddy, get ready. He's gonna fucking read you.
Okay. Okay. All right. I'm on one. Give me that cider.
Whoa, shit.
Oh, damn. That's a lot of cardamom.
I think that this is crazy too, but at the same time, it's not like I'm having a kid. You know what I mean? Like. I'm pregnant, but like I'm having an athlete.
Oh, you're having a kid.
But like I'm having an athlete is like really what I'm having. You know what I mean? Like, well, I didn't want to have kids, but like an athlete, that's a totally different situation.
You're delusional. You've lost it. Yeah. Your husband has got
athlete all over his brain. I'm Jane Gladwell.
Jane.
I'm not delusional. I'm Jane Gladwell.
Jane, you've got to treat this baby like a baby. Okay. Just because your husband wants it to run track and field and to be an athlete.
It's not just I want it to run track and field. The ultimate athlete.
All right. I'm looking at your chart here, Ms. Goodwell Gladwell. And yes. Your baby is due to be born in January, mm-hmm. which means server at best.
I'm sorry. The calculations that we did actually had the baby born.
January babies are good at predicting and tasting notes in beverages. If you give them some wine, they can tell you what the tannins are and what there's hints of. Same thing with ciders, beers, whatever, but they can't dunk.
Maybe the gestational period for an athlete is a little different.
Mommy, this cereal tastes so good. Not only do I get hints of cinnamon, but I'm also finding a subtle salt flavor.
That's your
with
fucking
a
child, by the way. I'm Malcolm Gladwell. That's your fucking child. You understand that?
Sweetie, baby, sweetie.
And the almond milk is actually very similar to milk. But mm-hmm. the flavor.
But can you put one of the flakes of cereal on the edge of the spoon and use the other type? Side of the spoon to flick it up, and can you get it between
my hands?
Knock it
off, Jane. Knock it off. Of course you can't do that.
I'm just trying to train him.
Now, look, I know somebody. I know a January baby, okay?
If I made a mess on the table, I'd probably have to clean it up and bust my own table.
Come with me. Come with me, kid. Come here. Come with me. Come with me. Come here. Give me your ear. Come here. No, I'm taking him. I'm taking him for a ride. Shut up. Excuse me. Sir, you with the cider.
Hi, folks. How many?
Hi, I'm Malcolm Gladwell. I wrote Blank Outliers.
Yeah, you say that every time you're here.
Did you listen to my podcast?
I spent 10,000 hours learning guitar, and I still suck at it. So that's thanks a lot.
Impossible. Look, you were born in January.
Yeah.
Now, this child here was also born in January. Uh-huh. Maybe you could take him off my hands.
What?
Maybe you could take him.
That's your kid.
Well, by barely.
Okay. I mean, I guess we could use some help around the restaurant.
Who the hell is this?
He's an intern.
An intern? Looks like a fucking toddler. What is this?
Look, he's a January birth, so he's got an incredible nose.
Miles, what is going on? You brought a toddler in here.
Yeah, we already have enough servers here, so I don't know why you're bringing in a toddler to serve over here when we already have so many servers.
Look, he's gonna be, off the books. He'll work on tips alone. You know, he's not going to take any shifts away from you guys.
Wow, so I can have a toddler working on the down low here, all right? This is the Buffalo Wild Wings, okay?
Do you know what I would give to get my stuff underneath the table? The taxes are killing me. FICA is killing me.
Pardon me, coach. These. I'm Malcolm Gladwell. Revisionist history.
Liars. Oh, yeah. Very familiar. Yeah.
Thank you.
Oh,
yeah. I was thinking maybe it might be a good idea if you run up to the kids and I have a quick talk with them. You know, just set them straight for the future. Maybe the parents, too.
Okay. Could we wait like between periods right now? Because the game is really close. It's 3-2. And
fine. Okay. Those are all the parents up there in the stands, right?
Oh, yeah. Well, some of them are in the box with me right here because they refuse to stay up there.
Yeah. How you doing?
Hey, how are you? What month was you? When did you have sex with whoever gave birth to that child?
What?
The sex. When were you humping and bumping?
What the hell kind of question is that?
I'm Malcolm Gladwell. I wrote Outliers.
I don't give a shit who the hell you are. How much?
Hey, get your hands off me! Get your fucking hands off me! Get your hands off me!
Okay, all right. Let's calm this down. This is nothing that a visit to Tim Hortons can't fix. Okay, so. Everybody pile into my kick car there. We'll go down. We'll get some coffee and some crawlers and stuff, and we'll see what's happening, okay? Let's calm it down.
Fine.
Once we get into the actual divorce proceedings and the mediation, can you still call me Jane Gladwell? I actually do want to keep the last name, if possible.
Well, I mean, it's not traditional. It's not against the rules to keep the last name of your husband, but what if we were to change it to something that's very similar, like Godwell or Goodwell? Or what the hell? Good. What are Goodwill? You like? How about good? Great. Just double it down.
The thing is, I have an identity at this point.
Here's a question
that I have to ask because
when we
have they chosen
down?
A name yet? I've been in here forever. They got to choose a name so we can move forward in the story.
I'm still stuck in this goddamn book.
And I'm dead.
And that's our show, everybody. Let's thank each of our alchemists, see what they're up to. Craig Kikowski.
Oh, thanks, Cole. At Kikowski on Twitter, C. Kikowski on Instagram. Just follow me on the social medias and see what I'm up to. It's a new year. It's a blank slate, which is my way of saying that not much.
Jackie DeRuthy.
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me. Same old stuff over here. I'm at Jackie DeRuthy on all my handles. And if you think you can't spell that last name, you're underestimating yourself. You absolutely can.
That's right. Have confidence, people. Joey Greer.
Yep. Thanks for having me. God bless Chim Chum on Instagram. That's my personal. So if you want to see all the personal, go there. Check out Alchemy This Instagram. Check out Bear Supply at twitch.tv/BS Comedy every Wednesday at 8:00. We'll go for at least 10 minutes. Check it out.
That's true.
Chris Alvarado. We usually go for more,
but at Chris Alvarado, Instagram, chris-alvarado.com, the website with the most. I mean, I'm talking yearly updates on that motherfucker. You know what I mean? And you can see some outdated headshots of mine and look at a resume that is lacking.
Nice. Is there a blank upcoming gig section?
That's right.
And finally, James Heaney.
Thanks for having me. Bear Supply every Wednesday, 8 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. And we will go at least 10 minutes. I don't think we've ever gone less than an hour, though. But we guarantee 10 minutes of fun.
And that's the Bear Supply guarantee. It's printed on t-shirts, people. I'm at Cole Stratton on Twitter, at Stratton Cole on Instagram. Please go to sfsketchfest.com. We have this big benefit show coming up. It's probably already passed. On January 30th, I think there's a good chance of me putting this up for rental. It's got tons of amazing performers in it. So please go check that out. It helps support the festival, sfsketchfest.com. Let's thank our amazing engineer and producer, Doug Bame. And the fine folks at iHeartMedia.com. Please write to us at yournamehere@alchemythis.com. That's yournamehere@alchemythis.com. Until next time,
Alchemy This!